Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Loud explosions have been heard across the Gaza Strip, where the Israeli army says it's launched retaliatory airstrikes on the Palestinian militant group Hamas. It follows a major rocket attack on Israel launched from southern Lebanon, which the Israelis blamed on Hamas. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier declared his country's enemies would pay a price. Yola Nell is in Jerusalem.
Benjamin Netanyahu said that his government would hit its enemies, that they would pay a price for all acts of aggression, as he put it. And he talked too about how there were internal divisions in the country, but that would not stop what he called a strong security response. The country would be united in a time of crisis, he said. And we do know that leading opposition figures in Israel have backed the government's security response.
Republican legislators who control the House of Representatives in the U.S. state of Tennessee have been voting to expel three Democrat members who took part in a gun control protest in the chamber last week. One Democrat, Justin Jones, has been voted out, but a second narrowly survived the vote, which requires a two-thirds majority. The protests followed a school shooting which left six people dead. Justin Jones said the expulsions would backfire on Republicans.
We broke no laws. We committed no felonies. We did not abuse the power of our office. We were simply trying to gain a voice for our constituents. And so this is not about expelling us as individuals. This is your attempt to expel the voice of the people from the people's house. And it will not be successful.
The White House has spoken out strongly against recent state bills restricting LGBTQ rights. Conservative lawmakers have recently led a wave of legislation targeting the rights of gay and transgender people in various states across the US. Measures include bans on discussion of gender identity in schools and blocking transgender participation in sports. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said the Biden administration would support LGBTQ rights.
LGBTQI plus kids are resilient. They are fierce. They fight back. They're not going anywhere. And we have their back. This administration has their back. We are so proud of the kids across this country who have organized protests and school walkouts to tell the politicians in their states to stop this legislative bullying.
There have been clashes between police and protesters in Paris during demonstrations against reforms to the pension system. World News from the BBC. The White House has published the highlights of a report which says little more could have been done to prevent the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. But the report admits that the US should have begun evacuating Kabul earlier. The summary, ordered by President Biden, blames the chaotic US withdrawal in August 2021 on a deal that his predecessor Donald Trump did with the Taliban. Mauritania's former president, Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz, has pleaded not guilty to corruption charges and has criticised his trial, saying the court had no jurisdiction. He was put on trial in January, along with 10 others, accused of siphoning off money from state contracts and amassing more than $70 million. Buckingham Palace has said that it's cooperating with an independent study exploring the relationship between the British monarchy and the slave trade. The study is expected to be completed in 2026. Nicholas Witchell reports.
King Charles and Prince William have both expressed their deep personal sorrow at the suffering caused by the slave trade, and both William and his father are very much aware that it's a subject the royal family needs to be seen to be addressing. Buckingham Palace is therefore throwing open the Royal Archives and the Royal Collection to an independent study. The research will focus on the links between the British monarchy and the slave trade in the late 17th and 18th centuries, when many leading figures in British society invested in slave trading companies.
The American cinematographer Bill Butler, whose groundbreaking work on Jaws terrified generations of beachgoers, has died. He was 101 years old. In a career spanning five decades, Butler filmed a wide variety of popular films, including the musical Grease, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, for which he was nominated for an Oscar, and three of the Rocky sequels. BBC News.